you are the Holy One, the mighty and exalted one.
Purify us with your holy fire. We offer you our lives as a living sacrifice. We've come to worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. May you be praised, Father, honored, glorified during this time of worship, for we surrender to your sovereign will. O Yahweh, you are Elohim, you are the mighty one, the El of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. We thank you, Father, that you are forever faithful. You do exceedingly, abundantly over anything that we could think, ask, or even imagine. Let it be known today that you are Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Yesterday, That was in relationship to Obama when, that was yesterday, September the 17th, President Obama announced that the U.S. plans to build a defense missile system in Poland and the Czech Republic had been scrapped. Why does the United States want to build a missile defense and place it in Poland or Czechoslovakia? That's not the enemy, ladies and gentlemen. The enemy is us. The enemy is the United States. And it looks like Mr. Obama is working against the United States very feverishly, if you will. And he shelved it was a Bush-era plan for Eastern European missile defense, and it had been a major irritant in United States relationships with Russia, and now they say that everything is cool between Russia and the United States. Well, you know, if you really look at the communist agenda in Russia and the communist agenda in the United States, it's no wonder that they're working together. Their ideals are practically the same. Now, it's not immediately, immediately unclear whether any part of the new system would be installed if they do build a missile defense system and put in the area, but now they no longer anticipate the long-range effect of Iran. This is all about Iran, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm going to talk about tonight. It's all about the beginning public relations to shore up a coalition of opposition against Iran for the sake of Israel. Now, the Associated Press, that this is reported yesterday, along with the report that I just read you, that experts at the United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency are now in agreement that Tehran has the ability to make a nuclear bomb and is on the way to developing a missile system able to carry an atomic warhead, according to the secret report. Now, the document says that Iran has sufficient information to build a bomb and says Iran is likely to overcome any problems on developing a delivery system, according to the AP. In February, it was reported from the IAEA that Iran had not converted the low-grade uranium that it has produced into a weapon-grade uranium. The Austrian press agency quoted the IAEA expert as saying that the uranium substances that Iran has produced at its enrichment facility have been carefully recorded in the presence and supervised by inspectors and remote cameras that had been installed to supervise part of the stockpile. Iran has denied accusations by the United States and its allies, particularly Israel, that it has engaged in a clandestine nuclear weapons program. In August, Iran indicated that it would continue to cooperate with the United Nations Nuclear Agency. A foreign ministry spokesman told the BBC that the UN inspectors were allowed access to Iran's nearly complete nuclear reactor at Iraq. All our nuclear facilities and activities have been within the framework of the agency and the NPT, which is Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. And he confirmed that Iran's cooperation with the agency proves that they are not intent on making a bomb. But earlier this month, the IAEA condemned allegations that the agency is withholding information on Iran's nuclear program in a thinly veiled reference to recent Israeli criticism Haredi was reacting to increasing Israeli pressure on the Vienna-based agency that concludes with the nearing of a September deadline set by the United States to pressure Iran into nuclear talks. Earth Times reported on September the 7th in its latest report on Iran that the country had been more cooperative in letting his agency monitor the uranium enrichment plant in Natchez and a heavy water reactor under construction. The director, General Mohammed El-Baradei, condemns politically motivated accusations against the agency, stating that Iran is conducting this their nuclear program for peaceful purposes. But Israel accuses the general and the IAEA of dereliction of duty and claims that he deliberately withheld incriminating information on Iran's nuclear plans in a report published in late August. The document in question was apparently released today by the agency. In response, Iran attempted to enlist the support of developing countries at the IAEA for a proposed ban of attacks on its nuclear sites. Are they expecting it? Well, evidently. Tehran wanted the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, to pass a resolution prohibiting armed attacks or threats of armed attacks on nuclear facilities in operation under construction, but the non-aligned movement comprised of developing countries refused the proposal, leaving open the question about the support Iran could get at the general meeting. On September the 16th, Newsweek reported that the United States intelligence community believes that Iran has not restarted its nuclear weapons development program. The latest U.S. intelligence community assessment is potentially controversial for several reasons, not the least of which is at odds with the more alarming assessments propounded by key U.S. allies, most notably Israel, which is saying that Iran will, unless it's put in check, will have a bomb by the end of the year. And this threat about a possible Israeli military attack on Iranian nuclear facilities has given fear to Iran that Israel is opposed to attack with the United States now ready to take up the fight should anyone else become involved in case Israel is not capable of knocking out Iran's nuclear capabilities. Now, what's the Bible got to say about the War of Armageddon? Well, it says it was a religious war. It says that Satan would gather the forces of evil, and that they would fight against the forces of righteousness. Now it's going to be hard to sort the pieces out and find out who's right and who's wrong in this mess that we've got created here. And for sure, we're living in a time when Israel indicated that its military is preparing to launch a massive aerial assault on Iran's nuclear facilities within days of being given the go-ahead. Israel wants to know if its forces were given the green light that they could strike at Iran in a matter of days upon approval. Even hours. They are making preparations on every level for this eventuality. The message to Iran is that the threat is not just words. An Israeli defense official said, "We mean business." Russian Prime Minister Putin has warned Israel and the United States against attacking Iran. Do you reckon that yesterday's agreement had a way of sort of tying Russia's hands, that we meant no harm against them by abandoning the missile shield, which they said was put there for the purposes of deterring the long-range plans of Iran? I didn't know they had any long-range plans to invade any country. I hadn't seen it announced, but evidently they know that Iran is interested in going into Poland and to Czechoslovakia, or was at one time, and now the threat has diminished since that they're no longer going to put up a missile shield in the Eastern European belt, if you will, to block the Iranian missiles. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Russia is on record as saying that they will. If Iran has any plans to attack Israel, that America will come to its defense. That's already on record. Russia has announced that if anyone attacks Iran, that Iran will have Russia as an ally, and possibly China. Well, is this sort of, it's sizing up to be a pretty good sized war. But the United States, the war muscle of the world, so to speak, I mean, we're the Charles Atlas on the block. Russia is probably as equal powerful. So this is going to be the clash of the titans over some real estate located in the Middle East. Now, the expansionist plans of the Israeli Defense Force, they want more land so that they can build more settlements, that they can get more revenue or a tax base, or if you will, a soldier base reservoir to draw from. In other words, the bigger the nation, the bigger the army. And if you will have it, Israel is already the fourth largest nuclear power in the world. The fourth largest, estimated to be the fourth largest nuclear power. They have submarines. They have ICBMs, long range. And they could wreak havoc with a lot of nations, including the United States, because they have the long-range missiles that the United States developed back in the 80s. All that technology went to Israel, along with trillions of dollars. We are short trillions of dollars, as the United States has been looted here in the last several years. I wonder where all this money is going to. It looks like that Israel is one of the strongest armies in the Middle East, if not the strongest. I mean, it's unreal how powerful they have become at the expense of a nation that has supported them, namely the United States. And so then, in response to the document in question, that was released today, Israel is saying that they want to get it out into the public mind that Israel has insisted for years that Iran is developing nuclear weapons and has threatened to attack the Islamic Republic. Israel is drawing up plans to attack Iran's nuclear facilities and is prepared to launch a strike without backing from the United States, the Times reported on December 2008. The Prime Minister of Israel reportedly asked the United States for a green light to attack Iran facilities as recently as May 2008, but was refused. But now with Obama withdrawing the missile shield, basically cutting some type of a deal with Russia, maybe the two nations, Iran and Israel, will go at it for whatever it's worth. And it will actually start the Battle of Armageddon with other nations who are on the sidelines saying that they won't intervene, but that's not true. It will become a third world war, long predicted by Pastor Buddy. And these hardships are going to come in these days, and the times in America is getting so bad here at home that we're fearful. We're under a socialist attack, an agenda that would have never even had legs to walk across this nation 50 years ago. But now it walks with a messiah, a black messiah, if you will, with Muslim affections, it seems. And it seems that he's no longer interested in America being a world superpower, as he has given away the house, turned it over to these communist socialists that actually ruined Russia, and now it's coming to the United States. On September the 16th, the globalist Bipartisan Policy Center released a report calling for crippling sanctions against Iran. And if these sanctions fail, the White House will have to begin serious consideration of the option of a U.S.-led military strike against Iranian nuclear facilities. And in April this year, Israel indicated its military is preparing to launch a massive aerial assault on Iran's nuclear facilities within days of being given the go-ahead. It wants to know if its forces, that in the event it was given the green light, that they could come up in a matter of days or even hours for making a preemptive strike, as they did against Iraq under Saddam. It set Iraq's nuclear program back on its heels, and they are saying that this is the only option that Israel has because it's waited far too long, and it's making plans to launch a preemptive, massive aerial strike against Iran's nuclear facilities. But Mr. Putin, he warned Israel and the United States against attacking Iran. Putin said that any attack on Iran would be very dangerous and very unacceptable and would lead to an explosion of terrorism. You reckon maybe today, yesterday, that Mr. Obama stuck the pacifier of removing the nuclear weapon shield, the missiles, in the region that Russia fears would be aimed at them or guarded against them. And truthfully, that's what it was put there for. Or that's why it was placed there with the plans to place there. It wasn't against Iran. It was against Russia. And that's why they had the missile shields going up, and that's why that Russia protested. But in August, Bolton, U.S. Ambassador John R. Bolton, the former, said sanction against Iran will fail. Said this today on Fox, that it would fail. He said that whatever momentum there was for an additional sanction on Iran, it has now disappeared. Bolton said during a panel discussion Tuesday at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. He said a military strike against Iran will be the only way to prevent Iran from attacking Israel. Now, you know Mr. Bolton is a war hawk for Israel. He also predicted that Israel would attack Iran before the end of the year. Before the end of the year. Are you listening? These are men that are talking, and you know that after so much talk is talked, then it happens. Now, in 2007, Bolton said that he saw no alternative to a preemptive strike on suspected nuclear facilities in the country, according to the Jerusalem Post. In addition, he called for the assassination of Iran's president, Ahmadinejad. Increasingly, it appears that Israel, the United States, or both countries together will attack Iran. It is significant that the IAEA has now changed courses and believes that Iran is working on a nuclear weapon and a delivery system. And under such developments, it makes an attack more likely and probably by the end of the year, Mr. Bolton predicts. Now, the United States says that Iran could expedite a nuclear bomb. This was on September the 10th they came out with this. Now listen to this. The American ambassador to the International Atomic Energy Agency declared on Wednesday that Iran now had what he called a possible breakout capacity, and if it decided to enrich its stockpile of uranium, it could convert it to bomb-grade material. In making this statement, Ambassador Glenn Davies was urging American allies to adopt more severe sanctions against Iran, including a cutoff of gasoline to the country if Iran does not accept President Obama's invitation for serious negotiation. You see, they're ratcheting up the pressure. Now, it's just been reported on September the 3rd. In doing my file classification here, I found out that Russia has committed a MiG contract with Syria. Now, here's Syria entering into the equation. Remember the prophecies that I read you a couple of days ago on the event of war, that if it happens, that Damascus could become a heap, a junk pile. It's the oldest city on the earth. And yet it could be a city of desolation during the war of Armageddon. And this area the head of Russia's state-run United Aircraft Corporation reportedly said that a 207 contract to sell MiG-31E interceptor fighters to Syria had not yet entered into effect, but is in the process of being implemented. The speedy MiG-31E can fire simultaneously at several targets up to 180 kilometers away. Deliveries to Syria might compromise Israeli safety, a source, the Jerusalem Post, fearing that Russia is now going to arm Syria. And you know Syria lays right on the border of Israel. And so then, Israel fears if it goes after Iran, that the pact that Iran has with Syria will draw Syria, and they will have to be engaged in a ground war and an aerial war, and that Iran, not like Iraq, with a Scud missile program of almost harmless Scud missiles that Saddam was boasting about. He had maybe 5,000 of those, and most of them were duds. But Iran has the real deal. And the United States that if they wait much longer, that Iran will develop the ability to put this nuclear-enriched bomb in a missile and fire it in at any nation, particularly Israel. And that's what they're worried about, that Iran is just not some patsy to lay down and take a bombing from Israel without retaliating. And so then, they must be able to fight on several sides. If Egypt enters the fray like they did in 56, when 7273, if Assyria is involved again, if Jordan gets involved, you see, this last push for the satanic powers to rise means that Satan has to crush the opposition in a religious war of Armageddon. And that's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. Wall Street Journal, on August the 31st in 2009, it is actually the most conservative, if you can call it that, newspaper in America, has warned the United States that it must deal quickly to stop Iran's nuclear program, or an Israeli military strike will be inevitable. In its editorial, the newspaper accused the Obama administration of investing more diplomatic efforts during the first 7 months of diplomatic warning Israel not to strike than it has in rallying the world to stop Iran. It is suspected that Russia's mission ship, the Arctic Sea, was carrying missiles bound to Iran, and that the Arctic Sea was hijacked upon the high seas by a mystery pirate organization that has unloaded and hijacked the Arctic Sea, taken her cargo to a secret location, unloaded, and turned the ship back over to Russia. All this without firing a shot. Baffling details about this, left unexplained, leads some experts to claim that the truth is much sinister. They say that the vessel was intercepted by Israeli warships as it carried a secret cargo of weapons to the Middle East. The European Union's rapporteur on piracy and a former commander of the Estonian Armed Forces, Admiral Karamo Kutz, said that a shipment of missiles could account for Russia's bizarre behavior during the event. So here we are now with the high stakes in the high seas, that missiles are being secretly tried to smuggle in more missiles to Iran, if this report is true, and that Iran knows that it's going to be attacked and that it will be forced to counterattack. And so then, Israel needs the assistance one more time of a missile of the United States, and will it give it? Well, with Obama, they're now beginning to have some second thoughts that America may not really be at hand when Israel really needs them. Now, notice this. On August the 21st, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will not tolerate a nuclear Iran. However, there are different opinions about when Iran will have the bomb. Some believe that it's years away, but others think that it could be very soon, if not now. Some think that Iran will not use the bomb against Israel, but even if Israel's conviction is correct that Iran wants a nuclear weapon and is close to achieving that desire, does it mean that it would use it against Israel? one thing is clear. Israel will not take the military option of a preemptive strike off the table anytime soon. Israel may be hastily bringing forward an air attack on Iran is imminent. That means that we could have a war started within a few months. And of course, you know when war is most likely in the Middle East, in the fall or the winter months when it's more readily available, the weather is more permitting, and for strike forces. We found that out in the Iran or the Iraq invasion. Now, Iran's regime and opposition on course for a deadly showdown, it says, on the same day, on August the 17th, the Ayatollah Khomeini has a call for Turkey, Iraq, Lebanon, Pakistan, and Afghanistan to join Iran in a military coalition that they could welcome their Messiah. For we feel, the Ayatollah reported, we feel that the Messiah's return is imminent. And we have to train honest forces that can stop the obstacles that may hinder the coming of our Messiah, such as the United States and Israel. And Israel says that UN is covering up Iran's nuclear arms drive, and that they will act alone if they have to. Now, following the presidential elections in Iran, thousands of protesters complained that the elections were rigged, and many of the protesters were arrested. Two sets of trials have already been conducted, and the third began on August the 13th. Ahmadinejad and his hard line supporters are calling for opposition leader Jose Mavasi to be tried for sedition after he announced the formation of a Green Path of Hope movement to restore the people's stolen rights. Now we've got political turmoil, internal turmoil. We have Iranian reformists challenge the supreme leader, and we have a report that Israel actually planned to strike Iran. But the plan was on the table and ready to go when the riots were raging in Iran over the election, and Israel actually contemplated the striking then, so that they could, because they felt like they had the upper hand, that they could cripple Iran militarily, and that was tabled by a non-compliance with the United States of America when they reported that Obama administration ignored the Israeli request that was sent by Prime Minister Netanyahu, with President Shimon Peres' signature as well. The operation was called off when the United States failed to respond. Now we have a weakened Iranian president with a divided country and the Islamic Republic remaining in the grip of unprecedented political crisis over the legitimacy of both of the candidates, and with the internal upheaval being, if you will, watered generously by the opposition forces outside of Iran, which was to cause internal turmoil and to capitalize on the political strife that is now in Iran to force Iran to the bargaining table to lay down their arms, if you will, to surrender. And the United States This is an interesting thing with a little news clip that I clipped out of the paper on August the 4th. For the first time, the Obama administration has indicated that if diplomatic engagement with Iran about their nuclear weapons program is not successful, military action will be highly considered. Northrop Grumman's Corporation radar-evading stealth B-2 bomber would be capable of carrying the non-nuclear 30,000-pound massive ordnance, which is known as the Bunk Busters, and it's designed to destroy deeply buried bunkers, and, of course, Saddam was a victim of those 30,000 massive bombs, 30,000-pound massive bombs. And they're, again, bustering, if you will, production amid Iranian, North Korean nuclear concerns that there will be a time when the United States, in conjunction with Israel and Great Britain, will have to bomb Iran to submission to get it to stop in its quest for nuclear weapons. Both the United States and Israel have determined that it is both have determined that it is unacceptable. But in the marathon talks in Israel, U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates and National Security Advisor James Jones, when meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu and other top Israeli defense officials, the U.S. proposed a three-stage plan to stop Iran's nuclear weapons. A program that would leave the military option to the United States. The problem for Israel is that the U.S. wants to wait longer than Israel would like to try to accomplish the diplomatic success before using military force. Now, listen to this. This was announced on July the 30th, 2009. Russia and Iran plans to conduct a first-ever maneuver with 30 Russian and Iranian ships plus helicopters in the Caspian Sea. A senior official of the Iranian Ports Authority was quoted by the report as saying that the maneuver would increase the coordination between the two countries. Russia and Iran are close trading partners. Russia is building Iran's first nuclear power plant and opposes imposing further sanctions on Iran over its uranium enrichment program. And so then, Russia and Iran are to hold naval maneuvers. You reckon maybe that was scrapped after the United States decided not to build the weapon defense program shield that they had said was to thwart the threat of Iranian missiles, when all along they knew that it was against Russian missiles pointed toward the West, as opposed to being pointed toward Israel. None were pointed toward Israel. But Iran threatens a strike on Israel's nuclear facilities if it's attacked. The commander-in-chief of Iran's Revolutionary Guards warned Saturday, this was on July the 21st or 25th of 2009, that Iran would attack and target Israel's nuclear facilities if Israel attacks their country. He said that Israel was entirely within the reach of their missiles. So the Middle East atomic conflict, which could come, would kill tens of millions. Analysts from Washington Center for Strategic and International Studies have warned that a nuclear exchange between Iran and Israel would devastate both countries and contaminate much of the Middle East. It could wipe Israel off the map in a matter of seconds. Michael Oren, Israel's ambassador to the United States, said recently that the Iranians could accomplish what they denied Hitler. And that Iran could literally kill 16 and 28 million of Iranians and 28 million of Iranians and 16 million of Jews would die. Now, notice Israel agitated by Ms. Clinton's comments on Iran. This was back in July, but nothing has changed, I don't think. On Wednesday, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said that the United States would extend a defense umbrella over its Mideast allies to combat the threat of nuclear-armed Iran. Dan Medior, Israel's Minister for Secret Services, said, "This is a mistake. It might mean that the United States would be willing to accept a nuclear-armed Iran." Notice this. On July the 16th in 2009, an Israeli submarine capable of launching nuclear missiles and two Israeli warships entered the Red Sea via the Suez Canal, and Israel has strengthened its ties with some Arab nations that are fearful about Iran's growing nuclear weapons program. This in preparation that they should be taken seriously. Israel is investing time in preparing itself for the complexity of an attack on Iran. These maneuvers are a message to Iran that Israel will follow up on its threats, the Times of London quoted an Israeli defense official as saying. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here we are with Israel to attack Iran or Iran to retaliate against Israel. The Armageddon card is being put on the table. Are we ready to play the war of Armageddon, of Gog and Magog, of the prophetic scripture of Ezekiel chapter 38? Are we about to launch a third world war, long predicted by Albert Pike and other Illuminati, that has said that it would take three world wars to bring in the New World Order? On July the 10th, Israel submitted an official letter of request to the Pentagon to purchase a squadron of 25 F-35 stealth fighter jets. The F-35 is one of the most advanced fighter jets in the world and will enable Israeli Air Force to phase out some of its older F-15 and F-16 models. The next step will be the signing of a contract in the beginning of 2010. The first aircrafts are scheduled to arrive in Israel in 2014. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the time's ticking. U.S. military chief, now listen to what he says, July the 9th, Admiral Mike Mullen, the chairman of the chief of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, warned that time is running out for dialogue with Tehran to avoid either a nuclear-armed Iran or a possible military strike against the Islamic Republic. Iran may be less than a year away from developing a nuclear bomb. And Iran's president, Ahmadinejad, has repeatedly threatened to wipe Israel off the map. Diplomatic efforts must succeed soon or time will run out. There is a great deal that certainly depends on the dialogue and the engagement, he said. I'm hopeful that the dialogue is productive, but I worry about it, and a great deal of it is worth worrying about, says General or Admiral Mike Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He's worried. Are you worried that we're fixing to have a world war? Are you prepared? Do you have food? Do you have clothing? You know, your shelves are going to be bare. This is all planned. And you need to prepare. You need to be also ready, for you know not what time that the Son of Man is going to come. And he's coming back for a people that's kept the faith and ain't denied his name. Are you ready for Armageddon? Armageddon. It's on the horizon, ladies and gentlemen. Whether it's now or later, it's coming. Armageddon is a prophetic statement that Satan and his armies were gathered together in a place called Armageddon. And this is the war to end all wars. It's the final capstone, if you will, of the Illuminati New World Order plan to wreak havoc and to bring the world to its knees, to beg for its food before it can be fed. Well, you know that the rich and the powerful, they've already got their food stored. They will be taken care of in the famine that's to come, the wars and the famines and the earthquakes and the pestilence, as a result of war. And war is profitable to one people, and that's your money changers. You know, the Bible speaks very clearly and distinctively about money changers and where they came from and who they belong to and what their agenda is. And don't you forget it, because war is profit. And the only people that profit from war are your international money changers. And ladies and gentlemen, they are bloodthirsty, and they cry for blood as they sell arms to all of the warring factions of man, and man will be pulled into a nuclear holocaust in the last days, except those days be shortened, there will be no flesh saved, according to Revelation chapter 11. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the time of trouble such as the world has never seen? Well, you probably need to get ready, because Satan is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may desire, and devour he will, if he has access to your heart and to your mind. Are you ready to repent? Are you ready to turn back to Yahweh? Are you going to look up in the last days and ask Yahweh to bless your heart and to strengthen you in the time of trouble, such as the world has never seen? I hope and pray and trust that you can make that decision with Pastor Buddy tonight. All you got to do is write me and say, Pastor Buddy, I want to repent of my sins. I want to be baptized in the great name of Yahweh. I want all of his love in my heart in the coming days of the oppression and the depression and the wars and the rumors of wars and the famines and the pestilence that is scheduled to come upon this earth to try those that dwell upon the earth. And except those days be shortened, they wouldn't be any flesh saved. Do you wanna live in that time? I know you don't, but it's coming. Let's prepare and let's get ready. Repent today and be baptized in Yahweh's name for the remission of sin. Write me tonight. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. That's 37824. That's New Tazewell, Tennessee. Post Office Box 2284. That's Pastor Buddy. That's all you need. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. If you'd like to call me tonight, I'm live here on a Friday evening. And this is September the 18th. We're moving right on toward Tabernacles. And I hope that we can attend, and I hope that the world situation will permit you to attend. Make your plans to be with us. It's starting on the 3rd of October in Murphy, North Carolina. Right for directions and time events. And we hope to see you there. There's going to be a lot of prophetic things come down. We've got a lot of things to share with you when we meet you on the mountain in Murphy, North Carolina, on October the 3rd, Yahweh willing. Yahweh wants you to come and to be prepared And whosoever will, let him come and take the water of life freely. That's all we ask you to do, is to get in that great name, the name that is above every name, that at the name of Yahweh, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Yahweh, He's the King of all kings, and He's coming after a people that's kept the faith and has not denied His name. We love you very much. And we appreciate our sponsors. We appreciate you listening in tonight. We hope and trust that you pray. Come and pray with us on the mountain about the coming things that are going to bring sudden destruction to the earth. You know what the Bible said? That when they say peace and safety, then cometh sudden destruction. You see how fast that they have pulled out on Poland and Czechoslovakia. They promised them a nuclear umbrella, a missile shield, and they just throw them, cast them to the side of the road when a bigger treasure was there. You see, anything is expendable to the New World Order. They have no respect for persons. No nation or no people can escape the wrath of the beast of Armageddon. It's coming, ladies and gentlemen. You better get to the mountain. We love you very much, and I'll see you on down the line. Yahweh bless you richly and keep you until we see you tomorrow night. I'll be on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're on Monday night at 9 o'clock, Tuesday night at 11, Wednesday night at 10, Friday night at 9:30. Saturday at 8 o'clock, all live, exclusively on WWRB 3.185. I'll see you tomorrow night. Yahweh bless you and keep you, and I love you.